Mercy and peace are yours from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I think the last time I preached here was maybe 13 years ago. It is a pleasure to be able to be back here and to share God's word with all of you once again. And Pastor Souk, where we are is we're getting close to the end of the Easter season in the church here. So the part of scripture we have today for our focus from John chapter 17, it's kind of fitting actually because of where we are in the life of our Lord. It is Maundy Thursday night in John chapter 17. The night before Jesus would be crucified. He'd rise again in a few days, and then about 40 or so days after that, he would ascend back up into heaven. So where we are in the life of our Lord, it's about the end of his earthly life. And we're about at the end of the Easter season. We find him here in John chapter 17. He is praying on Maundy Thursday. In fact, all of chapter 17 is a prayer that Jesus has. In John chapter 17, it is one of those points in scripture that it's very easy to put yourself into this part of scripture. Because in this prayer, we find Jesus praying for us, for his disciples, for his believers who are still here on earth, even after he ascended back up into heaven. And what is he praying for us here? He is praying for us who are misfits in this world. As we don't fit in, we are square pegs in round holes. And we are that way because of something he gave us. What is that? I'm going to jump around a little bit in John chapter 17, but what he first says is in verse 14, Jesus says, "I have given them your word. The world hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world." And he says something similar in verse 16. "They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world." We are misfits to this world. We are square pegs in this world's round holes. We are misfits because we are believers in Jesus as our Savior. That's why we don't fit in. In America alone, the latest survey that they did, about 22% of Americans, about 73, 74 million people, have no religion whatsoever. You are a misfit in this world. We are misfits because Jesus gave us his world or his word to make us different from this world. And the world hates us because of that. The world hates us because we aren't like it. And it is for that fact that why Jesus prays for us here, that we are misfits and the world hates us. So, go back a little bit to verse 11. What does he pray for us? What do we need? Holy Father, protect them by your word or by your name, which you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one. This is one of those quiet moments in this prayer where it's just so cool that Jesus, the night before he dies, He's thinking of you and me. He's praying for you and me that after he ascends, we're still taken care of. He prays to the Holy Father here. He says, protect them. Protect them from this world that hates them. Protect these people because they don't fit into this world. What else does he say? While I was with them, I kept those you gave me safe in your name. I protected them, and not one of them was destroyed except the son of destruction, so that the scripture might be fulfilled. Jesus here, he's praying for the Father to protect his own, because that is exactly what he did when he was on this earth physically as well. Okay, just think back to those 3 years when Jesus was with his disciples, when he was physically with them. How did he protect them? He fed a whole bunch of them at one time with a little bit of fish and a little bit of bread, feeding the 5,000. He healed their sicknesses, their illnesses. He raised some of them from the dead. Many different ways he protected his own. But then he ascended back up into heaven. He's not physically with them anymore. So he prays for their protection. He also prays that we have something else. Verse 13, he says, but now I'm coming to you and I'm saying these things in the world so that they may be filled with my joy. When Jesus ascends back up into heaven, when he's no longer physically there with his disciples, there is something that could have easily happened to them. They could have easily left. They could have easily fallen away. Jesus was no longer there. They didn't physically see him anymore. They had gotten a chance to see him for the last 3 years, but then he's gone. They could have easily left. They could have easily lost the joy of having Jesus with them. Same for us too. We don't physically see Jesus here. We could easily lose that joy of knowing him as our Savior. And our Lord knows that. So he not only prays for our protection, he also prays that our joy would not be lost. He says that they may be filled with my joy. But what he doesn't pray for here, I am not asking that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. Jesus here, he's not praying that we would be out of this world, but just that we would be protected from the evil one, from the devil. He doesn't want us out of this world, even though we are misfits to this world. He doesn't want us out of this world for a very specific reason, which he says in verse 16, which he says in verse 18, as you sent me into the world, I also sent them into the world. Even though we are misfits in this world, what does our Lord do? He sends us into this world. He sends us into the world to do one very specific thing: to make more misfits. to bring that word that made us misfit to the world, to bring that word to others, to share that word with others so that they too will become misfits to this world. Another way of talking about being misfits is what Jesus says when he says twice in the last few verses. He says, verse 17, sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. And then 19, I sanctified myself for them so that they also may be sanctified by the truth. That word sanctify that shows up a couple of times, a definition of sanctify is to set apart, to separate something from all the things around it, to make a misfit, something that is different from everything else around it. Jesus there said that he sanctified himself for us. He was made different. He was set apart. He was made a misfit himself for you and for me. Just think about all the ways that Jesus was different. He is the only one who is true God and true man. He is the only one who lived a perfect, sinless life. He is the only one that has to die for the sins of the whole world. And he did all of that so that we would be misfits, so that we would be separate, set apart, different, just like him. So that we would be misfits to this world as well. And did you notice here again what makes us misfits? Jesus said the word, God's word. But do you know what specifically in God's word makes us misfits? People that don't fit in this world? It's empty gifts. An empty cross. And an empty tomb. Normally you don't think an empty gift can give you anything. But an empty cross and an empty tomb has given us everything. Has made us misfits. Yeah, that's not the way you normally think about empty gifts. There's a story that I once heard that really enforces that idea that even if something's empty, it's still good. I don't remember how long ago I heard this story, but it was about this grade schooler. His name was Jeremy Forrester. He was in second grade, but he was a 12-year-old. Most second graders are 7, 8 years old. But he's a 12-year-old second grader. He is physically and mentally handicapped. He's dying of a terminal illness. And one day in his class, the second grade class, the teacher gives all the kids little plastic eggs and tell them to take it home and bring back something in that egg that signifies life. So all the kids take these little plastic eggs and they bring something back and they come back the next day and they show what they have in there that symbolizes life. One kid in their egg had a flower. One kid in their egg had a butterfly. One kid in the egg had some moss. Jeremy? When they opened his egg, there was nothing. The teacher didn't want to embarrass him, so she kind of tries to just bypass it, but Jeremy doesn't let her. He asks, "What about my egg?" The teacher says, Hear me, there's nothing in there. You know what he said? Yes. That's because Jesus' grave was empty when God raised him to life. About 3 months after that, Jeremy passed away. And at his funeral, on top of his coffin, there were 19 plastic eggs from his classmates, all empty. Empty gifts that gave us life. An empty cross and an empty tomb that made us misfits. That makes us different from the world around us. That brings us joy even when we have all those bad empties that come into our lives. Even when we, for example, have those empty nights, those empty feelings of loneliness, those feelings of when we just wish we could fit in, just get along with everyone else. In all of those bad empties, we can still find joy in this empty cross, this empty tomb that made us different. Because even though we are misfits for this world, you know what that means? We are the perfect fit for the world to come. For the place where our Lord ascended to. We are misfits to this world, but because of him, we are perfect fits for heaven. Amen.